it were raining and you wanted to go outside and you didn't want to get wet, what would you take with you?
Umbrella.
In the summer, when it's hot, it's not actually raining, but the sun's very bright. If you wanted to go out and you didn't want to get hot,
you'd carry your umbrella.
When you're making up the bed, what do you put on it?
Well, on mine, I put a bottom sheet, one that I keep on top of the mattress, and then I put a fitted sheet, and then I put a flat sheet. In the wintertime, I usually put a blanket. If it's real cold, I use a thin quilt on top of it.
And is there anything that you put over the blanket?
I put the quilt over the blanket. I put the blanket next to the sheet, and then I put the quilt. And I usually leave my spreads on. I don't take them off at night.
Head of the bed, you have?
The pillows.
What do you put around the pillow? Is there a cover for the pillow?
Pillar case.
Mm-hmm. If you had a big pillow that went all the way across the bed, what would that be?
Bolster.
Mm-hmm. If you had a thick cover with a lot of filling in, a very fat one, would that be different from a quilt?
It'd be a comfort.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now if your father, well, then you talked about your father's fields. You said he had some land, some bottom land.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very rich. That field is very
rich and good corn land, and it was usually down on a creek or near a creek or a river. That's where the bottom land's always at, and the topsoil is always good because, you know, all the good soil from all the little hills goes down in the bottoms. A good crop, he'd always say.
Like,
yeah, he'd always. Fertile, real, real good ground.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a field that's good for nothing but raising grass?
Well, he always called it a stubble. I don't know where he got that name.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd say that ground ain't nothing but a stubble. And he'd clear up, when he'd clear up a patch of ground, that was new ground. And it was always good ground. It always growed stuff good. He'd just call it swampy land. But there's ways that you, now, like I was telling about him building terraces, that'll throw the water off a lot of times, and he'd dig ditches a lot of times to drain it.
If you had just a small place where water was standing, what would you call that?
Well, mud hole, I guess, is what he'd call it, and what we would have called it. But, well, you'd have to, because it wouldn't be big enough for a pond, and it wouldn't be big enough to call a swamp. It'd just be a mud hole.
Mm-hmm.